Blog Talk Radio.
This Teddy calling from out of the 757. What it do?
Man, what's up, Teddy? How are you today? How are you?
I'm very good. I'm blessed. And how about you, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. You know, definitely here to announce the headliner, the She Pride 2014. Definitely we're going to keep that for the end of the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going to be happy about that. I promised them tonight I will release it. So, you know, I'm going to release it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Excited. I know they're going to be, they waiting for it. I'm excited. I want to know who this is.
Yes, honey.
Look, you know, honey, this is the unofficial birthday of the Teddy Bear. You already know.
So it's definitely going to go down for Sheep Ride 2014. So y'all ladies definitely stick around and listen for that. Tonight's topic is enemies versus the frenemies. Now, that topic is a very, 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 very touchy topic because a lot of people don't know what I mean by that or why that topic has been chosen. It's because you have to know what to do with your enemies. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do. So you're going to learn that tonight. How to handle your haters. How to handle people that you hate. And, yeah. So, she's on radio. Let's get it. Teddy. How do you feel about haters in general? Like,
I mean, how I feel about haters is simple. Everybody got haters. Somebody gonna hate on you for something. It could be the way you look, where you work, what you eat, whatever. I mean, all I could do like is just laugh at them. I'm like, you can hate all you want to, but I'm gonna be blessed anyway. I'm not gonna hate you because you hate me. I'll dislike you all day, but you can hate me, but hate me from a distance. Because if you come up in my face with it, all I'm going to do is smile and laugh at you like, this is funny. Because hating, hating on me ain't going to get you nowhere. Because, you know, misery loves company.
Right.
I mean, how you feel about the haters? Because I know you got some out there too, bro.
Man, I got a whole social network full of haters, man. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta always remain humble with these people. People that hate on you only envy you because they can't be you.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about you that's so great that they want and they can't just quite get to it. So instead of doing everything else they got to do, that's what they do. They hate on you. It's no other way to talk about you, down talk you, put your name out there. You know, misery always loves company.
Yeah.
You know, and the most people that hate on you the most, guess who they are? They're your own inner circle.
Yeah.
Not everybody in your inner circle. Most of the people that envy you the most are people that you bang with each and every day.
Mm-hmm. It could be family. It could be family.
Oh, yeah, family, friends. It could be your girlfriend. I've got some stories to tell you about that, but that'll be a whole year of us talking. We don't got that. What's that? You know,
yes,
sir. So, you know, definitely haters were put on this earth to make you stronger, for real, because each and every person that you meet, whether it's relationship, romantically or platonic, it was meant to be. You have to learn how to get out of these hater-way situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to learn, because if you don't learn, baby, you'll never learn. You'll always be stressed out. Wow. You'll always be stressed. Can I say it again one more time? You will always be stressed out because nobody likes you. You will always be stressed out because nobody likes you. You feel like nobody cares. You feel like the world is against you. Every time you get on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, your name is tagged and it was something negative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you how to get out of that, baby. Smile. Respond back positively. You get what I'm saying? Your best, let me tell you something, man. My grandma always told me, you keep your enemies close.
Yeah.
You got to keep them close because you just never know who you're going to need in your long run for one.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. So, it's you know, it's free to be nice. It's free to be you. It's free to continue to be positive. It's free to love people. It's free to just be you. I'm going to say it again. It's free to be you. It's free to be you. It's free to be you. What you need to do is keep these enemies close. Keep them close. Because every time they spit negativity about your name or anything, that's more fans for you, baby.
Right.
That's more publicity for you. May it be positive. Let me tell you something, man. It ain't never no negative publicity, baby. Why you think Lil Wayne and T.I. and Michelle Obama and everybody out there is so successful right now? Because it was a person that hated on them so much. It made them make them want to get it even harder. You feel me? You got to go hard. You got to go hard. Go hard or go home.
Say it again.
Go hard or go home.
Amen.
Befriend these haters, man. You hate on me, girl. You got a nice, you're so cute. You see him in public. Yeah. Hey, KC, we know 50, like 5 days ago, it was like, man, KC, fuck she's on, fuck whatever, fuck, you still in the street, man. Hey, KC, you and your man, this bitch just was carrying the hell out of me on Facebook or on Instagram, on Twitter, but you got to do that room style. Put that hand on your face and go, and you got to be like, what's up, babe? How you doing? It's been a long time since I've seen you. Okay.
It's like this, bro. I can tell you something. It's not even a famous quote. My son's father said this best. It's like, you can love your enemies and hate your friends. You can take it how you want. You ain't got to hate your friend, but you can keep your enemies close. Because your enemies ain't going to really do nothing to you. They're going to try to knock you down, but your friends, some of them true friends, you got to watch. Because they hate too, like you say, they hate.
Man, your friends don't, most of the for real, people that you think your friends don't give two shits about you. Okay?
You got
to get sick.
Right.
Who are the people, for real, who are the people that call you most when you're sick? People you don't even fucking know.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just checking on you. People that you don't even know. You all got their friends on the inside because they don't give two shits about you. Oh, but they're ready to call your ass and they're ready to turn up and go to the club on Friday.
Right.
Let me tell you something. You better keep these friends close. You better keep them close, man. Keep these enemies close. Keep people that don't care nothing about you close. Keep these people who ain't benefit you close. Let me tell you something, man, because guess what? Each and every day we progress as people.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every day, we're going to need supporters. We're going to need fans, and we're going to need those haters to make us who we are. We are strong, honey.
Yep.
We are strong. You hear me?
Like
my pastor said, man, to get you some jacked up friends. Get you some of them friends.
Right?
Get you some of the friends who ain't got nothing. Get you some of the friends who need some, who need attention. You know why? Because you guess what? Everything you do in life is a testimony.
Right. That's like them crabs in the barrel, bro. They see you trying to climb out, try to see you climbing out that barrel so you can do your thing and get on. But they, you got them ones that's going to pull you back down. That's going to say, hell no, we don't want you to prosper. We don't want you to do this. We don't want you to do that. We're going to hate on you. You're going to come back down here with us.
That's
you
got to
kick them down and say, forget y'all. Y'all can dwell in the misery. My blessing is on the way. I got to go. I got to get up out of here. I got to do what the Lord told me to do, what he put forth in my life. Y'all can stay there in that barrel. Hang out with the devil. Do you, boo-boo. Chuck the deuces. Mm, and I'm
do
out.
You, boo-boo. Do you, boo-boo. I know one thing.
Nah.
I'm like Cat Williams, baby. Feel free to hate on me. Hey.
Hey.
Feel free, baby. Hate on me. Matter of fact, hold on. Wait a minute. Let me help you, baby. You going to hate on me? Let me help you out. Let me tell you some things that hate about me, boy, okay? First of all, people hate on people. Like I told y'all before, people hate on people. People hate on people. It is sometimes it's not even a reason. You could just be too cute, girl. You could just be too cute. You could have on that flashed outfit, you know, and the busted-ass film up there in the street with two ponytails, with no hair, a half a string, a bang, and a booty ring. And she married you because you're looking good. You care about your appearance. You know what? Let her hate on you. So guess what? Guess who will be at your club when you start promoting? That same girl that was hating on you, talking about you. Guess what? She the first one in line, 3 before 10:30. Ting, ting. Huh. Tell you something. Y'all got to learn how to keep these haters close. Keep them close. Befriend them. Hey, sleep with them. Do what you want to do with them, baby. Keep them close. Keep them close. Hey, girl. How you doing, boo-boo? Oh, yeah, you hate me? My cousin, I hate you, too. But you know what? We're going to be cool. You feel me? Because you know what? Feel free, baby. It is what it is. Now this is what we're going to do, baby. We're going to go ahead to these phone lines and see what y'all got to say to KC and tell you about these enemies versus these frenemies. I want y'all to press that number one. If you are listening online, I'm going to need you to call in 1-646-716-6977. Press that number one because definitely I would like to hear from you. All right. Area code 925-207. Talk to me. How you feel about the frenemies versus the enemies?
Frenemies versus enemies. Hi, you guys. I'm Dee, calling out of California.
And I
can really agree with a lot of things you guys are saying. You know, they smile in your face, and all the time they want to take your place. And I deal with that a lot out here. We're a small community. More youngsters than, you know, older women as myself. But I just think that you have to keep your friends and your enemies close, because at the end of the day, it's always from backstabbing type things, or nobody wants to see you prosper, nobody wants to see you get ahead, or at least they act like they do, but they don't. You know, it's just that if you keep a positive mind about everything you do in life, and focus on you, then I don't think nothing else really matters. I have so many haters, so many haters, and I just smile and I laugh and I still do what I do every day because, you know, I'm pretty blessed, and nothing can steal my sunshine at the end of the day,
well,
you know. So I think different strokes for different folks. It just all depends on how strong of a person that you are. Because a lot of times dealing with the enemies and the frenemies, you still be discouraged about a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people can't handle it. You can't handle it. So, I don't know. I just love life and I love me. And I smile in their face every day. And I stay productive. I take care of home and household. And I pay my own bills, and I don't really care what nobody else thinks at the end of the day.
You pay your own bills?
Uh-oh. I pay everything. I do everything.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even know that women pay bills. You say you pay your own bills.
I pay everything. I you know, don't have a car note because that's been done.
What'd you say?
I pay bills. I work hard for my money.
We getting married.
So,
We need to get married.
I'm not one that a lot of people would want a wife, but I just don't deal with the bullshit too good. I don't. You know, I'm a good woman
right.
at the end of the day, and I don't stand for any bull. So I expect the same in return. You know, I'm not a dumb individual, and I take pride in me.
Right.
So, and anybody that I'm with at the end of the day.
Right.
I love to shine. If I'm shining, you shining. We're going to shine together. So,
what?
I don't know. I really, this is the first time I ever, you know, I've seen you guys, the She's On thing, and I've never could try to connect or nothing, I don't know, but tonight I just wanted to, and to say hello.
Well, thank you so much for the support, sweetheart. Definitely, yo, do not make this a first thing. You know, I want you to come back, and I want you to give this good input that you give, because there's a lot of people out there that need it, you know, not just for me and Teddy, but, you know, it's definitely, you know, the whole responding on Facebook pages or Instagrams or whatever is so virtual. Sometimes we need to hear it from a voice or what, in person.
Yeah.
You know, it sinks in better.
We're such a small community out here, and it's a lot of youngsters at the end of the day. I mean, I'm not old, but I ain't young. I'm not young. You know, I'm 35, but I've seen a lot, been through a lot at the end of the day, you know, and it's some of the stuff that you guys talk about, and I see, you know, the titles and everything that you guys discuss and everything like that. People need to hear, and especially the younger ones, you know, they need to grow up. Especially out here in California, and it's got a lot of us looking at other places because, you know, we don't have time for it. You know, especially the ones that have a lot of things going for themselves and trying to do something productive and trying to, you know, work with the community and everything else. And we really don't have that out here, but it's good to see that it is there if you need it. So, you know, I decided to listen in. Most definitely. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for the support, baby. Don't go nowhere because I got a couple of announcements. And I got another topic, too. So we're going to, matter of fact, so give me about 2 or 3 seconds, and I'll be back to you, okay?
Okay, definitely.
All right, baby. All right, ladies, again, to talk to me and Teddy, 646-716-6977. Definitely want to hear you. Do not be scared to talk to us. We are not going to bite. We want to hear what you got to say. I mean, I might bite a little bit. I might suck, you know.
I can't do that.
You gonna bite them though. Yeah, I'm gonna bite them. I'm gonna bite them good. I like a good
meal, honey. Pineapple.
Chitlin.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you know, just like we said before, you know, as far as the frenemies versus the enemies, you just got to see people for who they are. You got to realize that everyone was not, I'm going to have to put it somewhere another way because I don't want people to get offended. You know what? I don't care if you get offended because
like
I want
to
keep
everybody
it real.
Everybody not meant to be your friend. Everybody not meant
you know
to be your friend.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to keep it 100 with you. I don't care whether you take this to heart or take this wherever. You gotta hear the realness. Gotta hear the real and uncut. You feel what I'm saying? I'm gonna say it again. Everybody is not your friend. You have to treat everybody like the enemy. Sorry, bruh, but I keep it real. You gotta treat everybody like the enemy. You know why? Because nobody is supposed to trust nobody but God.
Yeah.
God is the only one who keeps it real with you 100%. Half of these people run around here and say, oh, I keep it real, I keep it gutter, I keep it gangster. They all full of shit. Because guess what? Everybody got fake days. Everybody got fake days. Everybody got days they want to deal with you. When they don't want to deal with you, they got fake days. It is what it is. I don't care who you are. I'm going to keep it real with you. Hey, this is what I do. You feel me? You got to treat everybody, because no man is safe in this game. Nobody is safe in this game.
Mm-mm. All right?
So y'all need to stop leaning on these people, depending on these people, to be the best friend to you and the best girlfriend to you and all this stuff. And in the end, y'all left looking stupid on the end, because it's like, damn, I'm not supposed to trust this person or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you, I'm challenging everybody to keep it real. Pick and choose your battles. Pick and choose your friends. Pick and choose. Love yourself. So guess what? When somebody come up to you, or you see your name on Facebook, or you see your name here, or you see your name here and it's all negative, when you love yourself, nothing else matters.
Right.
There's no room for it. There's no room for, oh my goodness, she talking about me. I'm ready to cry, I'm ready to kill myself. Kill yourself for what? I want
That's
you to take that negative and make it into a positive so you can grow. So you
yeah.
can be the best person that you can be. Befriend these haters. Love these haters. You hating on me, boo-boo? Matter of fact, I'm going to need you to go back and get me 10 of your friends, 25 of your followers, 10,000 of your goddamn Twitters. I'm going to need you to retweet this so I can get my followers up. Because that's what you're doing. Every time somebody puts she's on negative on anything, guess what? You have to see my friend request,
like
baby. Let me tell you what my friend requests, man. Sometimes my friend requests be at 285. All right? My followers, man, I know I get about 200-300 followers a day. You feel what I'm saying? Just because somebody don't tag she's on and something. Like I say, people only hate on you when they can't be you, when they can't do what you do. They can try to duplicate you, but they can't be you. So what do? You come on, boo. You know damn well they were just talking about you last week. Get mad for what? Because then they won.
Yep.
You got to make a jump out of these people, man. Let these people know if they ain't financing you, you know what I'm saying? They're not putting food in your tank, food in your refrigerator, money in your bag. You feel me? What you worried about? Like I say, trust no man but God. Trust yourself second. You know what I'm saying? You can have friends. We all got people that we close to. But like I said, treat them like the enemy, because 9 times out of 10, it's been a day where they ain't give a fuck about you. I'm going to keep it real with you. That's friends, man. Even friends. Because guess what? Friends are the ones that dig you the most. The ones, oh, my God, this is my best friend. This is my cousin. This is my boo-boo kitty. Get it? Man, 9 times out of 10, they done fucked your girlfriend 3 times. They ain't even know about it.
Did you just say boo-boo kitty?
Yes, boo-boo kitty. That's her name. I don't know her name. I'm just saying. I don't know her name, so her name is boo-boo kitty. I don't know her name. I don't get mad because this subject is it.
It's true, though. You know what I've been through before with certain situations and what happened, and then I'm like, wow, really? You was close, and then you did this, and I found out, and you thinking, oh, just because I found out that I'm going to be mad, I'm just going to laugh and say, hey, that's your headache, that's your situation, not mine. I'm not going to let that get the best of me. You know what I'm saying? You thinking that's going to bring me down and make me cry and make me stay in the house and not go nowhere? No, honey. I'm going to go out. I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to have somebody in my life who I got now. I'm going to be 10 steps ahead of you while you 20 steps back. Keep hating.
That's right.
Keep hating, because as you hate, I'm being blessed.
You got it, and that's how you got to look at life. You can't get down and out because somebody talking about you or somebody don't like you. Man,
it's like,
excuse me for the people that, if y'all are 18 on this phone, fuck them.
Bro,
what
your
grandma
said this.
When you love you, nobody else matters. And you got to keep them close,
right.
Love them, hug them. Like I said before, and I'll repeat myself again, because some of y'all just got on here. I've seen y'all coming in. You got to love them, hug them, fuck them, love them, hug them, fuck them. What are you doing? Let them hate. Because that's how it's seen. They're going to be your best customers, babe, because everybody that's your best customers is the people that hate on you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know?
Because they got to see what you're doing to hate.
Okay.
They got to see what you're doing at the club. Or they got to see who following you. They got to see who commenting on your post on Facebook or this, that, and the third. They going to keep up with you. They're going to support you so they can keep hating on you.
Your haters are your best promoters, baby. I'm trying to tell people that for the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
People like, Casey, why you don't ever,
you
why
like
you don't ever snap off, man? Why you so nice? Why you always smile? Because I don't give a fuck.
Because
you don't give a fuck. When you don't give a fuck, you'll be all right, you know? I don't care. Man,
right.
I am at the point of my life, man. I'm going to tell my age. I am 10. I am 28. Plus 8, you know, I'm not telling my age, y'all don't get me like that, you know what I'm saying, but what I'm going to say is, I'm going to be 25 for the next 15 years, y'all are wrong with that, but, like I say, man, for what, get mad for what, don't get mad at these people, they're unhooked, they're not putting something on my table, I'm out, they're not feeding me my fried chicken that I like every week, they don't have fried chicken once a week, they're not providing me the fried chicken once a week, honey. How you doing?
Them haters ain't paying my rent. Them haters ain't paying T-Mobile every month faithfully. Them haters ain't taking care of no kids and nothing, not handling business. Let them hate. When the haters
and even
start providing,
if I was paying my cell phone bill, I'm still going to do me, honey, okay? We will.
Why they talk? Like you say, they talking about you, talking negative. You got 10, 20 more people talking positive.
You're right.
Saying, y'all need to go support. Y'all need to go to She's On. Y'all need to go to one of the events. Or y'all just need to, you know, donate or whatever. They're going to come. They're going to help. Because they going to show these haters. You might talk about them or talk about KC or even me, you know, now. But you going to need us, or you going to need an environment like She's On. Before She's On needs you. That's in anything in life. Your haters, you're not going to need your haters. Your haters going to need you before you need them.
You better have my chicken on. All right. Teddy, we are at that point, man. Definitely before we get out of here, I got to announce the She Pride 2014 headliner. Y'all been waiting for this, right? Juice Box will be in the building August 15th, 2014 for She Pride 2014. I will release the ticket websites and everything that you can do to get your tickets. It will be January 15th. First is when they will be released. So definitely you're going to want to be in the building. We have a lot of exciting entertainment this year. Also, if go ahead and email me. shesonent@gmail.com. Email me who you want to see at She's On. Email me ideas. Email me whatever you want to email me. We're definitely going to be looking for, you know what I'm saying, I'm looking for a street team to help get She's On out there because it needs to be promoted. Definitely, because, you know, we are the voice of the gay and lesbian community, so we definitely want to get everybody involved in it. So meet with us tomorrow. Tomorrow we will be back 11 o'clock. on the dot. Also, starting the first Monday in January, we will be upgrading to a 2-hour show. So, yeah, it's going down, baby. You know, Teddy, want to thank you for coming on and helping me out, as always.
You know, I got you, man. Friend or foe, I got you. I'm going to be here to the end. I'm going to ride this boat with you forever, my brother.
I hear you, man. Look, Teddy, go ahead and let them know how to get in contact with you via Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram at TeddyBell_KingOfVA. That's all in capital letters. Or y'all can follow me or friend request me on Facebook, facebook.com/KingOfVA.
All right, you already know, KC. It's always JUSZKC. That's Facebook, JUSZKC. That's Twitter. Instagram is JUSZMEEHKC. That's Instagram. If you want to follow, she's on Instagram. We are SHENZONE, which is, I'm sorry, Lord, she's on ENT. At Twitter, at Instagram, at Facebook. So definitely stay in tune with us, to share us, promote us, get us out there, because we're definitely here for you. This is no fake. We're here to provide uplifting entertainment for the LGBT community, and we need your help. All right? Love you so much. Thank you all for coming on.
Good night.